Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is COVID-411, the latest on Omicron and other COVID variants and new hotspots for February 17, 2022. Encouraging signs all over the world. Germany announced plans to end most of the country's restrictions by March 20th. They believe infections have reached their peak, so there's a three-step plan that will roll the restrictions back. In Switzerland, they will end health checks for incoming travelers and the need for COVID passes and masks to enter places like shops, restaurants, and cultural venues. And in Austria, they'll end most restrictions March 5th, though masks will still be required in some places. In other places, things aren't going as well. Despite a zero COVID policy, Hong Kong continues to get hit hard, stressing hospitals. China's leader said it was Hong Kong's local government's overriding task to get control of the situation. And he reminded Hong Kong's chief executive, Chinese Communist Party leaders have a high level of concern. It doesn't appear to be causing significant damage, but it sure is spreading. The World Health Organization says the Omicron subvariant BA2 accounted for 21.5% of all new Omicron cases worldwide in the first week of February. In the U.S., the prevalence of BA2 has tripled from January 29th to February 5th, but still makes up a very small proportion of new cases. The CDC lowered its travel warning for cruise ships from its highest level, where it's been for 7 weeks. At the beginning of that time, the CDC said travelers should avoid cruises no matter what their vaccination status. They still recommend being fully vaccinated and wearing quality masks indoors and in crowded outdoor areas. Remember your kooky friend who said you should fight COVID with vitamin D? Maybe not that kooky. A study shows people who were deficient in vitamin D were 14 times more likely to have a severe or critical case of COVID, and mortality for deficient patients was 25.6% compared to 2.3% for those with sufficient vitamin D. In the United States, cases were down 68%, deaths are down 13%, and hospitalizations are down 38% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Mississippi, West Virginia, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Idaho. There are 28,011,618 active cases in the United States. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Nome Census Area, Alaska; Atala, Mississippi; Bighorn, Montana; Floyd, Kentucky; Perry, Kentucky; Marengo, Alabama; Butler, Kentucky; Estill, Kentucky; Clay, Kentucky; and Letcher, Kentucky. There have been 928,490 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Rhode Island at 80.1%, Vermont at 79.9%, and Maine at 78.1%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Alabama at 49.9%, Wyoming at 50.3%, and Mississippi at 50.6%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 64.5%. Globally, cases were down 37% and deaths down 3% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 25th. There are 70,786,115 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: Germany, 234,886, Russia, 179,284, Brazil, 147,252, the United States, 114,668, and France, 98,735. There have been 5,849,513 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to COVID-411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the COVID-411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.